Any luck yet, Verity? All right, just keep trying, would you? I'll be here for at least another 20 minutes.
I've got it.
Just tell him I've been delayed. Don't you ever wait to be asked to come in?
Am I interrupting?
Yes, but never mind, it's urgent.
I thought you'd be about ready for off.
With the leader still to write.
You're cutting it pretty fine, aren't you?
Following in Mike's footsteps.
I don't seem to remember him writing late at the office.
No, he wrote at home. He didn't have lots of small children round the place, but he usually wrote the leader on Wednesday night, just the same.
Don't you ever wonder what would happen if he didn't get it done in time?
Constantly, Morris, and it's the panic that produces the adrenaline that gives drive to my writing, plus the fact that I've had a great many other things to attend to today.
Ah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What?
The other things you've been attending to.
Yes?
Well, one of them, anyway.
What is it?
Those extra expenses.
Oh, not now, Morris.
Oh, it's like that.
Like what?
Milton must have given you a bad time. Gray was right.
What do you mean?
Well, he thought you hadn't had any luck when you snapped his head off. Now I'm getting the same treatment.
Morris, I'm in the middle of doing something.
You see, I sympathise with you for slapping him down. It's a sight too big for his boots, that laddie. But I'm sorry you don't feel you can take me into your confidence.
As the news editor, you mean?
Something like that.
You mean you'd feel affronted if the news editor didn't know before the father of the chapel?
Not affronted.
Good, because I had every intention of telling you both together in the morning.
As Debbie's gone home already?
No, as I'm too busy this evening.
Oh, she went off on the dot, all right.
Oh, she had to get back to the baby.
Motherhood comes first, as I always say.
You certainly do, Morris. And if you'd just like to shut up for a moment, I'll tell you what you'd like to know. Milton's putting the contributors' budget up to 1,000. He turned down a request for a replacement for Jill Moon, and he won't go above 20p a mile for the car allowance.
I can tell you what's going to happen.
I'm sure you can, Morris, but not now. And next time you feel like doing a little needling, please don't make it a Wednesday evening.
Needling?
You know exactly what I mean, Morris. Verity, have you managed to get through yet?
A bit touchy, aren't we?
That makes two of us.
Why, what's the matter with you?
I'm trying to get through to Peter. He's been engaged solidly for the last half hour.
I'm so sorry to bother you at home, Mr. Trevelyan. I did ring your office, but you'd already left, and it's rather urgent, as you can see.
Yes?
I beg your pardon. Could you hold on just for a second?
What on earth's going on? The children are yelling their heads.
Shut them up, can you? It's all right. I'm talking to the solicitor.
The solicitor?
Yeah, Lynn's taken Jeremy.
What?
She collected him after school, and she's just taken him.
Oh, my God. Yes, I'll shut them up.
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Trevelyan. My wife didn't know what had happened. She's just got home. She's just as upset about it as I am. And obviously, we want something done.
What had you in mind, exactly?
Well, whatever you think. You are my solicitor. I'd like some advice.
We could apply to the court for an order.
Well, what sort of order?
An order that the child should be handed back.
Darling, he's applying for a court order saying they have to give Jeremy back.
I should damn well think so.
Is that what you want, Mr. Tyson?
Well, if that's what you consider the best thing, how long will it take?
Well, it depends. It's a question of finding a judge.
Well, will you get going right away, please?
Well, in the circumstances, I don't think we should try to do anything tonight, Mr. Tyson.
Why not?
Well, it would be very difficult to do much until the court office opens in the morning.
I see.
I realize it's very distressing for you, but there isn't really too much cause for anxiety, is there?
What do you mean?
Well, his mother won't be attempting to take him out of the country or anything of that nature.
No.
The child won't be at risk in any way.
At risk?
Mother provides a home and suitable care and attention.
His mother is devoted to him, Mr. Trevelyan, and so am I. But I hardly think that snatching him in at the school gates is very good for the child's emotional state.
I do agree with you there.
So will you please go into action immediately?
Certainly. If you could come to my office first thing in the morning, 9:15 perhaps.
Right, whatever you say. Well, what for exactly?
I shall want to take a statement from you so that I can prepare the application.
Right, I'll be there. And whether Jeremy is at risk or not, I would be grateful if you would give this matter priority. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Tyson.
Oh, darling, I'm so sorry.
Well, we'd better go and see the girls.
Now, the girls can wait a minute. When did it happen?
Oh, a couple of hours ago. He usually gets back about 4:30.
Yes?
When it got 4:45, I began to get a bit worried. I thought we might have called in at the boatyard, so I rang Mr. Tully, but he hadn't.
Didn't you ring Lynn?
Yes, no reply. Hadn't got back, obviously. They finally got through to me about 6.
What?
Lynn did say they'd been trying to get me. I suppose suppose I was on the telephone quite a lot.
Yes, you were. Verity was trying for about half an hour.
Well, I was probably ringing around some of Jeremy's friends, trying to find out where he was. And then after that, Lynn rang me, and I got on to Trevelyan straight away.
He didn't sound the most helpful man in the world.
Oh, he's all right. I suppose they have to take things calmly.
Mm. Oh, God, I wish I was going with you in the morning.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I think what they've done is quite unforgivable. What did Lynn say exactly?
Oh, that someone had to do something decisive. The headmaster had said what was worrying Jeremy was the uncertainty. This way, he knew where he was.
Mm-hmm. With Lynn?
Point, I suppose.
Well, she'd have convinced me more if she'd decided to end Jeremy's uncertainty by handing him over to you.
What?
I always suspect people's moral stances, especially when they happen to favour them. And as for Lynn and Matt taking the law into their own hands, well, the law may be an ass, but that's better than the law of the jungle. And that's what it would be. The strongest would win every time.
I wish you were coming with me tomorrow.
Oh, so do I.
That's all that really matters.
Hmm? What?
Oh, that you want to be. I didn't think you really cared. Even about coming to see the headmaster.
Oh, Peter. I did. Of course I did. I promise you. And I care about this even more.
I do hope we are doing the right thing.
Ah, of course we are. Didn't you see Jeremy's face at tea?
Oh, we are, as far as Jeremy's concerned. I'm not worried about him.
What are you worried about, then?
Whether or not it's going to prejudice the judge against us when they come to the legal custody business.
Possession is 9 points of the law.
Only if what you've got really is yours.
It doesn't work that way with squats, though, does it?
Oh, Matt, you've got squatters on the brain.
I've got a ruddy sight less claim to the places they take over than you have to Jeremy.
Yes.
He's happy here. Doesn't Peter realise that?
Well, he's been happy with Peter and Liz for the last 5 years. So I suppose it's a bit difficult for them to realise he wants a change.
Peter has seen him at tea with peanut butter all over his face, talking 19 to the dozen. Well, he'd have realised then.
Yes, but he didn't see him, did he?
What's the matter, love?
Just keep thinking about Peter.
Bloody war. You stick to thinking about Jeremy and you'll be all right. I was worried in case he'd be bored as hell here. With no Alexis and precious little Rob either.
No?
No, exactly. Eyes sparkling, full of beads.
He was telling me all about his day in the bath. He was second to the bottom in the history test.
Ah, you wait. When he knows he's here for good and he can relax, he's going to be second to the top, if not top itself.
Oh, he didn't seem to mind. He was quite happy.
Well, he was with Mum, wasn't he? What do you expect?
Oh, I wasn't really bathing him. He's much too big for that now. I was washing his hair.
Well, you don't have to apologise. Do the same for me, if you fancy.
What, wash your hair?
Yeah, and bath me.
All right.
Think you can manage?
I don't see why not. I always used to do it for you before Alexis arrived.
Oh, yeah. But I put on a bit of weight since then, haven't I?
And I've got a bit older.
Can't do it permanently, though, can you?
You're not going to ask Rob, are you?
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, I don't really think he'd have the time to spare.
Say that again.
So, I'll ring an agency first thing tomorrow.
An agency?
Well, we'll organise somebody.
What, another total bloody stranger, manhandling me? No thanks. Oh, I might try asking Bill.
Darling, Bill is too busy. Everyone connected with this place is too busy. We're all run off our feet. Oh, blimey.
Hello there.
All right, don't start.
Liz was screaming for you a bit earlier.
Oh, well.
Well, don't you think you'd better pop along and see what she wants?
You mean she's still there?
Well, where do you expect her to be?
The printer. She's usually left by this time.
Oh, she's going to be late there, isn't she? Just through waiting for you.
The big thing about you, Morris, is you always make everyone feel so good. What's she want me for, anyway, do you know?
Well, to tell you what our proprietor had to say, maybe.
Blimey, yeah, I've forgotten all about it. That's what it'll be.
No, actually, it isn't.
Oh, morning, Liz.
It's about day to day.
Nothing wrong, is there?
Not wrong, it's very good. Oh. There's something missing, that's all.
What?
It's one of the articles. The interview with Robin Redding, up-and-coming son of once-famous actress Mother.
Yeah?
Well, you left out the bit about...
Oh, God, all that biography bit about her.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Liz. I've got all the details. I was going to fill him in last night, but I forgot. I had to rush off.
Mm.
It was Sam.
That why you were late this morning?
Yeah.
Not good enough, Debbie. You'll have to get organised.
Sorry. All the info's in my desk.
Well, ring it in, would you? I'll have to go now.
Right.
And, Debbie?
Yeah?
I know what it's like, believe me, but children won't wash as an excuse. Right?
Right.
Well, well, well.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, pleasantly surprised. I thought I was the only one around here who put business first.
Oh, no. It's just easier for you. You don't have a family to bother about. Bye-bye.
No, I don't.
There we are. That seems to be everything, Mr. Tyson.
Right. So, that's it, is it?
I think that's about all you have to do at the moment. You can leave the rest to me.
And you'll be making the application this morning, will you?
I shall indeed.
Good. Good. I'll wait to hear then.
Just one more thing. I'm not proposing to make an ex parte application.
I'm sorry, I don't know quite what you mean.
Well, you'd be prepared to give the other side notice that they're asking for a court order.
Yes, of course. I want to be fair, but I want them to realize I'm serious. I just want as much weight behind this thing as possible.
In that case, I suggest that in the application we ask for the order to be backed up by a penal notice.
Sorry, what's that?
Well, if the other side don't hand the child over by the date to be specified, they would be liable to be sent to prison until they do.
To prison?
Yeah. Can I offer you a sherry?
Well, it's a little early, but I think under the circumstances, I would rather like one, thank you.
I generally have sherry and biscuits at this hour. Oh, please don't look so worried, Mr. Tyson. There's very little likelihood of Mrs. Pryor's actually going to prison.
But you said that if she didn't hand over Jeremy by the date specified...
Oh, I think it's unlikely that she'll defy the order. After all, she's being advised by Henderson and Bray, and it's highly unlikely that old Henderson would counsel her to do anything rash.
Oh, God, it's a nightmare of a situation. I never thought I'd be involved in a tug of love like this. Yet I'm sure I know what's best for Jeremy. Lynn hasn't looked after him for years. How do I know that her present desire to have him back with her isn't just a fad that she'll tire of in a few months?
Well, I wouldn't know. Now, I'm neglecting you. Let's see. Now, where did I put that decanter? Ah, here it is. Only got medium, I'm afraid. Can't take Bry anymore. Rather tends to hit the stomach.
That's fine.
I think if you move those copies of the Examiner, you'll find a packet of digestive biscuits.
Hmm? Oh, yes.
Help yourself.
No, I won't, thanks.
I don't blame you. They're probably stale. Here's your sherry, Mr. Tyson. Now, drink it and don't worry. Everything's out of your hands now. ¶¶